إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإني أشكر الله سبحانه وتعالى وأحمده على ما من به علينا من هذا اللقاء مع فضيلة الشيخ عبد القادر الجنيد حفظه الله تعالى ونشكر الشيخ على تلبيته هذه الدعوة مرة أخرى ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقه ويسدده فيما يقول وأن يكون له عونا على الطاعة وأن ينفع به المتكلم والسامعين. تفضل فضيلة الشيخ بارك الله فيكم.
مجرد ما يسمع الإمام يقول الله
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending the salat and taslim upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members and companions, he says to proceed. May their beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, preserve you, and increase you in knowledge in his religion and about his legislation. He said, in tonight, I will continue with you whatever mistakes remain pertaining to the Salat. That some of the people, when they perform the prayer, they fall into mistakes. He said, we mentioned some of them before. Now, alhamdulillah, we will continue. He says, so I say, and I seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that from the mistakes that many people fall into while they perform in their prayers, that mistake, that certain people compete with the imam and race with him, whether in ruku', in prostration, when the imam raise up his head from ruku' or from prostration. The Shaykh, he gave some examples. He says, some people, may Allah rectify their affairs, when the imam say Allahu Akbar to go to the ruku', you find a person making ruku' in the same time with the imam, while some people, they even precede the imam in ruku'. As soon as they hear Allahu, they already make ruku' before the imam. Some other people, may Allah rectify their affairs, the Shaykh, he says, when the imam raise up his head from ruku' and say Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, you will find the person, some people behind the imam, as soon as they hear that Sami'a Allah, they are already in ruku', they already raised up from ruku', and this way they're going to fall into one of the mistakes. Whether they're going to raise up their heads in the same time with the imam, or they may even do it before him. Likewise, the same thing, he says, some people, may Allah rectify their affairs, when the imam say Allahu Akbar to go to sujood, as soon as they hear the word Allah, the imam didn't even finish Allahu Akbar. As soon as they hear Allah, they are already in sujood. And once again, they fall into this one of the two mistakes. Whether they're going to go to sujood in the same time with the imam, or some people they even find themselves in sujood before even the imam made it to the sujood. Likewise, the Shaykh said, some people when the imam raised his head from the second prostration to go to the second rak'ah, second unit, as soon as they hear Allah, that's it. They're already up. Some of them, they even be up before the imam. And others, they be up in the same time with the imam. And after this, the Shaykh mentioned a statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, who says, you should know that racing with the imam is haram, is forbidden, with the consensus of the a'imah of the deen. And whoever does this, subject himself to the punishment that is suitable so that this person repents and rectify his affairs. He says, as for, so the one who, this ruling that is haram, is for the one who perform actions before the imam. He's ahead of the imam. Make the sujood before the imam, make ruku' before the imam. And as for the one who does these actions in the same time with the imam, simultaneously, that's disliked in the salat. He says, and from the narrations that came pertaining to this matter, those people who competing and racing with the imam and preceding him, is a severe threat and warning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may turn the head or the image of those people to something else. He says, it came in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, is he not afraid, one of you, when he raised his head before the imam, that Allah may turn his head to the head of a donkey, or his image to the image of a donkey? The Shaykh says this is a very severe warning and threat for those people who compete and race with the imam. He said, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. Naam ya Shaykh, ahsan Allahu ilayk.
كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان قائما يريد أن يسجد كان يسجد. وأصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يثني أحد منهم أربع للسجود حتى يصل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى الأرض ويضع جبهته عليها، فإذا وصل إلى سجوده ووضع جبهته على الأرض بعد ذلك يتحركون ويثنون ظهورهم في السجود. هكذا كان يفعل أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وللأسف أن أكثر المصلين اليوم لا يفعلون ما كان أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يفعلونه مع نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإننا نلاحظ ونشاهد أن الإمام إذا تحرك بالسجود وإذا الإمام لم ينتهي تكبيره بعد ومن يصل الألموم للسجود وإذا يتحمل بيننا وعن كلامنا ومن أمامنا الناس قد تحركوا وكبروا معه. وهذا خلاف ما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في متابعته، لا كانوا يصلون قياما حتى يسجد ويضع جثته على الأرض فإذا وضعها تحركوا. قد يدخل بارك الله فيكم إلى صلاتنا هذه ونقدر من مسابقة الإمام، إن بعض أهل العلم يذهب إلى أن مسابقة الإمام وإذا وقع من الإنسان الشهوة فتحرك مع الإمام أو سأبطره في الطريق الحرارة ويرجع. مثلا لو رفع الإمام، مثلا لو شرع الإمام في الركوع فرفعت أنت معه وتركته في الركوع، فإن الواجب عليك أن ترجع تفتح وتقف واقف، فإذا وقفت ترفع بعد ذلك ترفع من جديد حتى يكون ركوع دفع ركوع فإن الخليفة أخذها. وكذلك إذا وصلت للشيخ الإمام فإنك ترجع إلى القيام ثم تأتي للسجود بعد الإمام، بهذا تكون صلاتك صحيحة. نعم.
The Sheikh Hawa Ta'ala says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made clear to us the right way to follow the Imam in the Salat, in the prayer. It came in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the Imam is there to be followed. The Imam is there to be followed. So when he make takbir, meaning takbirat al-ihram, the first takbir, then say Allahu Akbar. When he say Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar. When he complete his ruku', then move to the ruku'. When he make his sujood, he's in a position of sujood, then you go to that position as well. The Shaykh said, what does it mean? It means that when the Imam say Allahu Akbar, we have to wait until he say Allahu Akbar, we hear it. Then we say Allahu Akbar. Not like certain people, the Imam say Allah, they all say Allahu Akbar with him. La. Likewise, if the Imam gets to the ruku', we have to wait until when he say Allahu Akbar, we have to wait until he's in the ruku' position, in the bound position. Likewise in the sujood, when the Imam say Allahu Akbar, we have to stand, not just because we hear Allah and we keep moving with him. Now we have to stand, keep standing until the Imam put his head and his forehead on the ground. This is what it means to follow the Imam. The Shaykh says, the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made clear to us how we correctly follow the Imam, because that's what they did with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He came in the authentic hadith on the authority of Al-Bara ibn Azib radiallahu anhu, says, We used to, meaning the companions. When we pray behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam raises up from ruku' and then goes to the sujood, none of us bend down his back until the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forehead touched the ground. Then we move, we bend our head, our backs, and we move to go to the sujood. So this is how you follow the imam. So he says, when the Prophet ﷺ was about to prostrate, his companions, they stay still and upright. None of them move or bend his back until the Prophet ﷺ reached the ground and put his forehead on the ground. At that moment, they move and they go to the sujood. The Shaykh says, unfortunately, with great regret, we see many people who pray these days, they do not follow the example of the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim. That was the Prophet ﷺ, they used to do with their Prophet, with our noble Prophet. He says, because that which we see and we noticed, when the Imam moves, say Allahu Akbar, and about to move or move into the sujood, you will find the people to our right, to our left, moving with the imam. As soon as they hear Allah, the imam sometimes didn't even say Akbar. Then people, they move to the, some people, they may make the sujood in the same time with the imam. Some people, they even beat the imam to the sujood. They make a sujood before him. And this is in opposition to that which the companions they were upon. So we have to pay attention to our prayers. It's very important. We should be aware of racing the imam and doing things with him or before him. Because some of the people of nowadays says the one who raced the imam, his salat is void and nullified. He says, now with this said, we human beings, we may forget sometimes. What if sometimes you're not paying attention and mistakenly, out of forgetfulness, you moved with the imam. Like the imam, for example, going to ruku' say, Allahu Akbar, he's not in the ruku' yet, and you move with him. What do you do now? He says, if you did that, you got to go back to standing position. Go back to the standing position until the imam finishes, get in the ruku', then you make ruku' again. The Shaykh said the same thing. If it happened to you that when the imam is going for sujood, as soon as the imam says Allahu Akbar and he's going to sujood, his head and forehead is not touching the ground yet, and you're moving with him, go back to the standing position. You go back to the standing position and wait until the imam reaches the sujood, then you make the sujood. Naam. Barakallahu fikum.
السنة أن ينظر المصلي السنة عند أكثر أهل العلم أن ينظر المصلي إلى موضوع السجود ينظر إليه وهو قائم يقرأ ويسجد وينظر إليه وهو راكع وينظر إليه وهو جالس للتشهد وجالس بين السجدتين. وقد ثبت عن الكتاب محمد بن سيرين رحمه الله أنه قال: كانوا يستحبون أن ينظر الرجل في صلاته إلى موضع السجود. رحمه الله ينقل لنا كلام السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين، وأما الحديث الذي فيه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان في تشهده يرمق من بطنه إلى إصبعه فهو حديث ضعيف وقد ضعفه غير مسلم من اهل العلم. وبعض الناس اطلقهم الله اذا كان في صلاته تراه لا يقف وقفة الخاشع المتأدب بين يدي ربه سبحانه وتعالى، بل تراه تارة يقلب بصره، بل تراه تارة يرفع بصره إلى جهة السماء فينظر إليها أو إلى السقف أو ينظر إلى الأشياء أمامه، وأحيانا يقلب نظره إلى جهة اليمين وتارة إلى جهة اليسار، وهذا خلاف السنة ويضعف خشوع الإنسان في صلاته ويدل على ضعف اعتنائه بحسن هذه الصلاة. وإذا وقف بين يدي عظيم من عظماء الدنيا فإنه يعاب عليه تقريب بصره في مجلسه، فكيف إذا كان العبد واقفا بين يدي ربه جل وعلا؟ لا ريب أنه أولى بالتأدب، وقد صح وقد جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعيد شديد في ذلك، فصح عنه أنه قال: لا يبتلين أقوام يرفعون أبصارهم إلى السماء في صلاتهم أو لتخطفن أبصارهم. فتهدد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هؤلاء الذين يرفعون أبصارهم إلى السماء ويشتغلون بما يرونه فيها عن صلاتهم وتدبر إلى وقت فيها، تهددهم بذهاب هذه الأبصار وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يخسفها منهم فيصبحون لا يرون بعد أن كانوا يبصرون ويرون ويميزون الأشياء. نعم.
And the Shaykh Hawatari says, my dear brothers and sisters, may Allah grant you sadad, be from those people who do things rightly and with perfection. He says the sunnah with the majority of the people of knowledge, that the person should look at the place of his prostration while you're standing to recite, or while you're in your rukur, why you are sitting for tashahud, or why you're sitting between the two prostrations, that you be looking at the spot where your forehead lay down in sujood. He says, and it is established from the Tabi'i, the great Imam Muhammad ibn Sirin, rahimahullah, he says they used to consider it recommended that a man look in his salat in the place and the spot of his prostration when he put his forehead, like when he prostrate. So him, rahimahullah, this great imam, he's narrating to us the statements of the Salaf from the companions and the Tabi'een as related to this point. He says, as for the hadith that mentioned that the Prophet ﷺ, when he used to make tashahud, he used to look at his finger, that hadith is weak. It says, more than one of the ulama considered the hadith is weak, that a person look at his finger wise making tashahud. The Sheikh says, some people may Allah rectify their affairs, when he's in his salat, you find that person is not humbling themselves, don't have no khushu', they don't have no adab and etiquette in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you find that person sometimes looking up to the sky or to the ceiling, and or sometimes looking at the things in front of him. Other people, they be looking to their right and to their left in the salat. They are standing in front of Allah. And this is in opposition to the sunnah. And keeping looking up to the right, to the left, and this weakens the khushu'. And also this is an indication that this person is not serious about his prayer, and he don't want to make his prayer a good one. He says, and he gave an example, he said, SubhanAllah, if a person now is standing in a gathering or sitting in a gathering of a great man, a king or something, in this dunya, and if he was looking all over up to the right, people, they will say, behave, man, you're in front of the king, you're looking all over. He says, so what about when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? More so, you have to have the etiquette and humble yourself. He says, he came in a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has written, those people who do this with the wa'id shadid, a severe threat. He came in an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, certain people should stop moving their eyes and looking up to the sky or Allah in their salat, or Allah, or else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their vision away from them. He said, here the Prophet ﷺ threatened these people who they look up to the sky, and therefore they busy themselves with that instead to focus on the prayer and have the khushu', and to ponder and reflect upon what they recite or what is recited. This threat is that Allah may take their vision away from them. They used to see, they used to distinguish between the thing, but because of this violation, they subject themselves to this severe threat that Allah may take their eyesight away from them, and they become blind after they used to see. Naam Shaykh, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hi Shaykh. Naam. لا لا ما تكلمنا لا ما تكلمنا ما ذكرنا لا يا شيخ ما ذكرنا هذا لا يا شيخ لا أذكر
الصلاة في إجماع الأهل والدعاء للاستفتاح يكون بعد تكبيرة الإحرام وقبل قراءة سورة الفاتحة. وله صيغ عديدة، والذي أريد أن أرد بها عليه ألا وهو أن بعض الناس يأتي إلى المسجد ليصلي، وإذا في الإمام قد الأولى أو الثانية أو الثالثة أو الرابعة من الصلاة السرية، فلن يبقى عليه إلا القليل ويرتع، فيأتي بعض المتأخرين ثم يقول دعاء الاستفتاح ثم يقول دعاء الاستفتاح بتمهل ثم يستعيذ ويرسل ثم يقرا آية أو آيتين من الفاتحة وإذا بالإذان فالركعة. وهنا أنبه الإخوة إلى أن من دخل مع الإمام وكانت حالة الإمام على نحو ما ذكرت فإنه يشرع بعد تكبيرة الإحرام فيقرأ بالفاتحة ولا يقرأ دعاء الاستفتاح، لأن
please dial your destination number followed by the pound key. Please dial your destination number followed by the pound key. You have 45 minutes left on this call.
عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته فضيلة الشيخ. عفوا انقطع الخط يا شيخ. أي وصلت من شيخ قلت أن تنبيه من دخل والإمام على هذه الحالة في السرية يشرع بعد التكبير في قراءة الفاتحة ولا يقول دعاء الاستفتاح. يا شيخنا لحظة يا شيخ لحظة يا شيخنا شيخنا الفاضل يا شيخنا الشيخ عبد القادر الصوت غير واضح لعلي أتصل عليك مرة ثانية إن شاء الله إذا سمحتم الله يبارك فيك الصوت متقطع ما أفهم عليك سأتصل عليك يا شيخ مرة ثانية إن شاء الله أعيد الاتصال إن شاء الله
Dial
your destination number
Your current balance is $6.75. Please dial your destination number, followed by the pound key. You have 43 minutes left on this call. Your current balance is $6.75. Please dial your destination number, followed by the pound key. You have 43 minutes left on this call.
Let us translate. You hear me? Translate what the Sheikh says, and we try to call again. The Sheikh says something else. Now he's going to mention about, he's going to talk about dua al-istiftah, the supplications that is from the sunan of the salat. The opening supplication, it is considered from the sunan of the prayer with the consensus of the people of knowledge. And these supplications are to be said when a person say Allahu Akbar, the first takbir when they start the salah, and before they recite al-Fatiha. When a person say Allahu Akbar, and before they begin to recite al-Fatiha, it is the sunnah to make this dua. He says, and there is many duas. You can say many of them. He says, we're not about saying what dua you say. He said that we want to draw your attention to is that some of the people, when they come late, and while the imam is already praying, and they don't know, he says, because this is a silent salat, dhuhr, asr, for example, and they don't know if the imam is in the first rak'ah, the second, the third, or the fourth. All they know that when they came, they find that the imam is already standing. And they don't know when that imam may make ruku' in any moment. The Shaykh, he said, these people, what they do? They say Allahu Akbar, and they make the dua slowly, and then they say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and as soon as they recite the ayah or two Fatiha, Imam say Allahu Akbar for rukun. The Shaykh, he says, no. These people, when a person come, said, well, we want to draw the attention, that if you come late while the Imam is already in the Salat, and he's silent, he's not reciting, then at that moment what you do, immediately after saying Allahu Akbar, you begin to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. And the Shaykh, he was going to elaborate on why you do this, why you skip the dua, which is a sunnah, and go straight to the Fatiha at this time. That's what we're going to find out, inshallah. Make dua, ask Allah to allow us to establish the contact with the Shaykh again, inshallah. يا شيخنا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. عفوا يا شيخنا انقطع الخط الله يبارك فيك. والله أن الصوت متقطع ما أدري لماذا. الصوت متقطع يا شيخ. لا الآن أحسن. أحسن الآن الحمد لله. يا شيخنا أنا ترجمت للإخوة إلى وصلت يعني إذا دخل من كان جاء متأخرا والحالة هذه لا ينشغل بالدعاء الاستفتاح لكن بعد التكبير يشرع في قراءة الفاتحة قلت لأن قراءة الفاتحة نعم تفضل شيخ هاي بدأ إن شاء الله شيخ يكمل عن نفس المسألة حيث وقفتم إن شاء الله بارك الله فيكم The Shaykh Hawatana, he says, so when a person come late and find the Imam already in the Salat, silent Salat, he don't know the Imam what he's reciting. That person should not, after saying Allahu Akbar, should skip the opening supplication, Dua al-Istiftah, and go straight to reciting Surah al-Fatiha. Why? Because reciting al-Fatiha is an obligation. While is an obligation, that the Salat is not accepted, is not sahiha, is not sound without reciting it. Whether that person is the Imam himself, or praying behind the Imam, or when you pray by yourself, you always have to recite al-Fatiha in every rak'ah. He said, as for this opening supplication, it is only sunnah, is recommended. So in this case, you give precedence to that which is obligatory on that which is recommended. He says, even keep in mind, if a person in his salat did not say the opening supplication, whether he did it on purpose, he didn't want to say it, or he forget, or he didn't have knowledge of it, that person's salat is still sound with the consensus of the ulama. So therefore he says one thing that we want to draw your attention to, you have to pay attention to your salat, and you should know the imam you pray behind. He says, we alhamdulillah, we pray in some masajid, and we know this a'imma. We pray behind them many times. And we pray behind them, but we know, we observe that this imam, he recites slow. This imam, he's medium, his recitation is medium. This imam, speeding, he recites very fast. So now if you pray behind the imam, he says, especially in the salat that is not loud, you pray behind the imam who's medium to, or somebody who's speed, then you too, you're not going to sit there behind that imam who you know usually he recites fast, and you're going to sit there and recite al-Fatiha and nice, slow. Then you're going to go ruku' and you just finish maybe two or three rak'ahs. No, if you're the imam, you know that imam recites fast, then you have to recite al-Fatiha fast too. So that before he goes to ruku', you already, alhamdulillah, finished your the recitation of the Fatiha. He says, so pay attention to this, inshallah ta'ala, both man and woman. Naam ya Shaykh, sallallahu alayk. Ya Shaykhna, afwan. Afwan ya Shaykhna, al-sawt mutaqatta' marra ukhra. Hello, Shaykhna. الصوت متقطع لا أكاد أسمع شيء يا شيخ إلا لا لا يا شيخ لا
is the line
is the line
yeah
you can see that لعله الخط الخطوط يعني عليها ضغط أو شيء صلى الله عليه وسلم لعل في وقت آخر إن شاء الله الله يبارك فيك يا شيخنا الله يجزاكم خير الله يكتب أجرك يا شيخ الله يجزاكم خير الله ينفعنا به آمين يا شيخنا آمين الله يجزاكم خير والله يكتب أجركم يا شيخ الله يبارك فيكم حياكم الله السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So we have been experiencing some trouble. Alhamdulillah, the Shaykh says, La bas. This is, inshallah, we hope that this is enough for us tonight. Alhamdulillah, the Shaykh says, we will continue another time, inshallah. We will let you know, inshallah ta'ala, the next time, when maybe in a couple of weeks, inshallah ta'ala, we'll make the announcements again so that we can continue on this very important topic, inshallah ta'ala, with our beloved Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Junaid. حفظه الله تعالى جزاكم الله خير for your attendance بارك الله فيكم وحسن الله إليكم وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا